I don't know how you dragged me out here, but I'm having a blast. Oh, my face is still hurting though from all this cold. God. You having fun down there? You lucky I can't throw a snowball back. Because I'm not trying to kill you, that's why. My hands are too big. It's like throwing a cannonball at you as well. And you still throw snowballs at me. You know what? Hold up. Come here. No, don't be afraid. Stop running. Get back here. Oh, wait. Hey, stop. Slow down. Oh my God. Oh my God, you're a fool. Are you okay? Oh my God. Just grab my hand. Oh, you fool. Yeah, just be careful getting out, okay? I'll pull you out. How about that? There you are. God, you're soaking wet. I tried warning you. Well, how am I supposed to articulate that there's a lake over there that somehow isn't frozen? Like, look, I'm not used to this cold weather. I would have assumed all water outside would have been frozen by now. Hey, don't complain at me. You're the one that wouldn't stop throwing snowballs at me. I'm a giantess. I want to participate in some rough housing. It's just being irresponsible. And yet you still blame me. Yeah. Blame the big one. Yeah, totally. He should have listened. Listen to me panic. That's what you should have listened to. Stop where you're at. I stopped chasing you for a reason. Regardless, you are soaking wet. We need to take you home. By the time you get home, though, you're gonna be sick. I have an idea. Take off your clothes. Hey, don't get all flustered. Just take off your clothes. What do you mean, what? Look, I'm trying to look out for a friend, okay? Just strip down, get all those cold and wet clothes off of you, and I can warm you up. Do you see how big I am? Are you really asking me how I can warm you up? I'm gonna stuff you into my coat. Duh. What do you mean, duh? I am like almost three humans taller than you. I am huge. I am big. I am the closest to a bear that you're gonna get out of a humanoid. So, yeah, duh. Just take off your clothes and stop being so, you. I mean, you're hard-headed. You really don't think you're hard-headed? So what you're saying is you'd rather be cold than to take this easy solution to get warm. And mind you, it took what, like 30 minutes to get to this place? Yeah, you're gonna get sick. And the last thing I need is for my friend to get sick. You know? The last thing I need is for my friend to suddenly catch pneumonia. Do you want me to take your clothes off for you? 'Cause I will. Yes, I will. Okay. All right. So you think I'm bluffing? Okay, that's cute. Now come on. Oh, now suddenly you can do it yourself, huh? Well, someone suddenly turned into a big boy. I make fun of you because I care for you. That's why. Come on, just do it quickly. Whatever you have to take off, I'll just carry it with me. It's fine. Stop worrying. No one can see you. It's just you and me. I didn't know I had so much of a worry wart as a friend. Oh, yeah. Whatever you say. Just do it quickly. I swear. It's like you're getting more and more hard-headed every single day. But hey, you know what? That's one of the things I love about you. You're never gonna hear that again. Get that grin off of your face. Okay, good. Alright, now let's do this quickly. Hop on in. What's wrong? Yeah. I don't have a shirt on. What's the problem? Dude, I never have a shirt on. Yeah, I don't have a bra either. Like, the coat's doing enough. You can't really see anything. So just hop on in. I don't see the problem. Body heat's gonna keep you warm? Is that a problem to humans? It's not? Okay, then what's the problem? You are naked in front of me, and it is freezing cold. Get in my jacket. You're such a pest. You can either do this willingly, or I can pick you up and shove you in my jacket. Which one's it gonna be? You can either be a grown human being, or I can treat you like a doll. That's what I thought. Now come on, we don't have all day. You're already gonna have a head cold by the end of this. We don't need anything worse happening. See, there you go. See? That wasn't so hard now, was it? This is embarrassing for you? I've seen you do far worse than this. Believe me. Oh, wait, you were drunk during those times. Yeah, you make a clown out of yourself, typically. But don't worry, I'll talk about that someday. Not now. No, you didn't do anything nefarious, it's just you're a clown. That's really it. Stop worrying about everything and think about getting warm, alright? You're trying not to think about how that's happening. Is it really all that bad to be next to my chest? It's not like it's the first time you've been near a chest. This is different? How? Explain to me how. Because we're friends. Whatever you say, boss man. I don't mean anything by that. Now, just because the tone of my voice has changed does not mean I'm trying to be sassy on purpose. I can guarantee that. Goofball. Anyway, you're shivering. You want to get deeper down? Why did you immediately say no? You're scared to suffocate? It's not like it's the end of the world being in there. I mean, it feels like I have an ice cube down my shirt, you know? Yeah, I know I don't have a shirt on. Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? It's like a slight coldness. And you are just like heavily vibrating because you're shivering like crazy. It's cute. Hey, I'm not the one that fell in the water. And don't think I don't notice you trying to snuggle closer. Oh, you're just shifting? And why is that? You don't know which way to properly position yourself? Are you afraid that I'm going to end up feeling something? Well, let me just assure you, it wouldn't be the first time I felt this. Yeah, we're friends. You already said that. I know. Sheesh! You are a broken record, you know that, right? But since we are friends, just let me help a friend out, okay? I will be helping you stay warm. And aren't you feeling a little bit better? I know your hair is all messed up, but the rest of you? The best I can do is cover your head. But there's other ways to get you warm. I have an idea. Just to see if it works, okay? So, just don't hate me after this, alright? That's all I can say. You'll find out. Now let's see. Have I ever told you that your eyes are absolutely gorgeous? Yeah. Every time I look into them, they're like... they don't look real, you know? It's hard to explain. It's like they're just too perfect. Artificial, even. Not as a negative, mind you. It's just... never seen something so magnificent in all my life. I'm not just saying that to fluster you. It's something I actually mean. I'm just trying to find the correct words. Sometimes I catch myself looking at you for too long. Especially into your eyes when you're not focusing on me. You can be doing the most mundane task known to man, and I could stare at you doing that for hours. It doesn't mean that I like you or anything, not like that. As a friend, yeah. I like to compliment my friends, you know? And I think these compliments are making you extra warm. I can feel your body temperature changing. It's starting to match mine. Now, that could be because of my body heat dominating yours. But hopefully this helped warm you up as well. Or at least just made you happy. You're mighty welcome. See, I'm not all that evil. I'm not the mean, scary giantess. But you know that. Yeah, I am your sweet Amazonian giantess. Muscular and strong. Keeping you warm and safe. But I am serious. I think you are going to get a head cold. Well, at least I can go take care of you. Well, yeah. Because after all, you blame me for your, failure to see that there's a lake behind you. So the least I can do is take care of you. Sounds good. Deal. I'm throwing you in the shower immediately. And then I'll put on your fireplace, get a blanket ready for you, and I'll get you all nice and cozy. Sounds good? Food. Let's see. Well, if you don't mind me messing around in your kitchen, I can whip up something really delicious for you. Assuming you have the right ingredients. Want breakfast? It's almost 4 p.m. Breakfast for dinner. Isn't it a little too early for dinner? Just tell me you want me to make you pancakes. Okay, I'll make you fluffy and warm pancakes with a ton of syrup on them. I can hear the smile on your face. Ah, don't try to hide it. Come on. Don't be a scaredy cat. Your hair is so wet. But I feel compelled to stroke it. You don't mind if I do that, right? Good God. We'll be home in no time. And then I'll get to take care of you properly. Just close your eyes and enjoy the ride. Yes, you can hug me. Don't be shy. Anything for a friend.